찾아나 이곳에 Avram, Chama Yibureim, Mi Yichye, Umi Yamos, Mi Yehoshea, Umi Yehoni, Mi Yishofein, Umi Yaron.
Well, is it that time already? Oh, it's just around the corner. Yeah, the holidays are only a month or so away. Slichus, how many weeks? Five weeks. I get out the calendar. It's soon. It's around the corner. Let's see. September 8th. That's 4 or 5 weeks away. Okay, that's one of my favorite selections of Mordechai Ben David. Came out about 20 years ago, and frankly, the album, it's Songs of Rosh Hashanah, and a favorite of mine. And I'll be playing that as the theme song for the next few weeks leading up to the High Holy Days. So how have you been? A little rainy. Well, at least we wouldn't have any droughts. Got to look at the positive side of it. Okay. You know, there was a favorite song, Al Kualela, and, 15 years ago or so, I did a medley once where I put together about 20 or 30 seconds of 8 or 10 different wonderful versions. Well, I don't have that for us today. I have to find that one, or I'll have to redo it. But Safam does a wonderful, wonderful version of Al Kol Ela. Over all these things, Al Hadvash V'Al Oketz, the honey and the stinger of the bee. Safam.
על הרבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק, על ביתנו התינוקת שמורי לי הטוב. על האש המבוערת, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחקים. Al kolele, al kolele, shmor na li eli hato, al hadevash ve al haokets, al hamar ve hamato, like the bee that brings the honey. Needs a stinger to compete. So our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet, and to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planted. May our efforts never cease. Let our dearest wish be granted. Bring us peace, oh bring us peace. For the sake of
That's the farm. They don't have groups like that anymore, do they? Well, that's my cry, you know, the loud yabba dabba doo music that we're constantly assaulting our ears, and that's just so smooth. Safam, they were really so terrific. That's a Naomi Shemer song from 1982. That's 30 years ago. So I had been broadcasting since 1977. I spent my first couple of years up until 1980 at JM in the, well, it's now JM in the AM. In those days, it was Larry Gordon's Jewish and Hebrew Sound. And then in 1980, I went to Seton Hall University and had my own show for a couple hours, as you know, until 1996. Ran into my problems, but it was Beshert. Let's hear another Safam song, one of their classics. This is Omer Rabbi Elazar.
Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina. Talmidei Chachamim, Arbim, Shalom, Shalom Ba'olam. Shalom, shalom ba'olam.
Leman ha'evrei, adabra na shalom. Leman ha'evrei, leman beit Hashem. Thank you.
Rabbi Hanina.
Rabbi Hanina,
oh, nice and easy. You know when that came out? 1984. That's 28 years ago, almost 30 years ago, just about the same time as Al Kolela. I don't know. You say 1980, it sounds like it was yesterday, but it's 32 years ago? Wow, 1982. Time's just going by much too quickly. Okay, now, I don't know why... how Robert Lederman, I don't know who he is, but he certainly does a wonderful job with Pirkei Efrat. Pirkei Efrat. Let's hear Vaharenu.
Yeah.
Pirkei Efrat. Now, I know I must sound like a broken record, and I am. What can I tell you? I love it. It was so smooth, simple. You know I like choirs, but there are some choirs that are also an assault on your hearing. The screaming, and you can barely make out the words. This was just such a nice, easygoing rendition, and from 1995, 17 years ago, Pirkei Efrat, and let me see that again, Letterman, Robert, here it is, Robert Letterman's Pirkei Efrat. One more selection of theirs. This is Yehi Hashem, Pirkei Efrat.
Yehi Hashem,
Okay. Yeah, a little easy. Okay. Pirkei Efrat, Robert Letterman. Okay, let's go back to 1941, Dave Tarras was still quite the king. Getting a little mixed up on my klezmer selections. This is going to be Branas's Chasana. Branas's, Branas's Chasana, and it's Dave Tarras. Dave Tarras, 1941 recording. Let's go back a few years earlier to 1927. This is the Boybrooker a cappella, and it's Kinos Tikios Un Ashrei. How's that for a title? Thank you. Okay, that was the Boybrooker a cappella. And, you know, it's just as a side comment, if you'll allow me. When I gave my talk in the Hampton Synagogue a couple months ago, it was about Yossel Rosenblatt. And what I did is I followed his life from his birth in 1888 till his death 1933. And since I collect all Victrolas, and I have Victrolas from pre-1900 and cylinders and so forth, I developed a timeline that I went through the development of sound. And what happened in 1925, prior to 1925, when they did recordings, they stood in front of huge horns. And the if there was an orchestra, there would be maybe four or five or six horns. There's a photograph I have someplace of Sousa's band in front of these huge horns that would all sort of meet at one point onto a diaphragm that would be used to develop the recording. It was really rather primitive. In 1925, they finally developed something called acoustical recording, where you actually had a microphone and an amplifier. And that changed the whole course of recordings. By the way, that's why you don't have operas and major orchestras prior to 1925. It was impossible. It wasn't impossible. You do have some. But what you had was a lot of solo singers, you had Caruso and Rosenblatt and the like, because they stood in front of a single horn, and it wasn't a very complicated process in recording. Anyway, just a little bit of history, and I'm available to give that lecture to your synagogue on the life of Yossel Rosenblatt, together with a film of showing his life. Showing him singing, whatever. That's just an aside. Let's go to Paul Zim. We haven't really heard from Paul. Paul is a very fine cantor, and I have some of his outstanding recordings, but a little Yiddish selection, Abi Gesund, Paul Zim.
A bissl Sonn, a bissl Regen, a ruhig Ort, dem Kopf zu legen, a Biegesinn, denn men glücklich sein. A Schuch, a Sock, a Kleid on Lattes, in Keschene, a Dreifers Lattes, a Biegesinn, denn men glücklich sein. Die Luft ist frei, war jeden gleich. Die Sonne, sie scheint vor jeden einem Orem oder reich, 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 reich. A bissl Freude, a bissl Lachen, amol mit Freien, a Schnäpsel machen, a Biegesinnt, kann man glücklich sein. Eine sucht a Schiris, eine sucht Gewirris, eine men die ganze Welt. Einer meint das ganze Glied hängt nur ab in Geld. Sollen alle suchen, sollen alle kriechen, nur ich tracht bei mir. Ich darf das auf Kapores, weil das Glied steht bei mein Tier. A bissl Sonn, a bissl Regen, a ruhig Ort, dem Kopf zu legen, a Biegesinn, denn men glücklich sein. A Schuch, a Sock, a Kleid on Lattes, in Keschene, a Dreifers Lattes, a Biegesinn, denn men glücklich sein. Die Luft ist frei, war jeden gleich. Sie scheint vor jeden einem Orem oder reich, 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 reich. A bissl Freude, a bissl Lachen, amol mit Freund, a Schnäpsel machen, אבי גזין כן מן בליק לחזיין.
Oh well, I guess you need a little luck, and you also have to make the effort. Not interested in getting too philosophical at the moment. Well, this is dedicated to all those listeners. I think I have some listeners who head up to the Catskills. Yeah, some people still go there, don't they? Do you? Okay, this is Country Yussie, Seven Little Kids on the way up to Monticello or wherever they're going. Seven Little Kids.
Seven little kids sitting in the back seat, making me my sugar in the head. I said, can't you kids behave until we get there? And this is what my biggest kid said.
Better hurry, Dad. One, two, three.
My Shechayim horses keep on shazaling, spill this drink. And Malki says you better.
Right onto the quick way, Monticello 40 miles ahead. I said, if you don't behave, we're not going to the country. And this is what my biggest kid said.
Better hurry, Dad. One, two, three.
My Shechayim wants to keep on shazaling.
Finally arrived, pulled up to the bungalow. I was shaking like a nervous wreck. Then my wife came out and asked, how was the trip, dear? I told her, Bayless is giving a shrek. She asked, what happened? I said, one, two, three. Moshe Chaim lost his kippah, Shazalik spilled his drink, and Malki didn't make it to the restroom quick. Yitz dropped his ice cream, and Rifki used her shirt sleeves, and Shandy's in the back seat sick. Bring me out to aspirins quick. Bela dear, I'm gonna be sick. Call a mental hospital quick.
Okay, seven little kids. I guess if you go to the Jersey Shore, you go to Lakewood. Nah, it only works if you're going up the Palisades, right? Okay, this is another classic of Country Yussie. You know who Country Yussie is. He's very good. I enjoy him. No, I'm not playing about the... Latkes or whatever it is. This is Nebuch of the Shtievel. I enjoy this one.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Shtiebel. He'd never done a single thing to prove that he was strong. His real name was Moishi, but folks just called him Nebuch. But something always told me they were reading Moishi wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in Europe. I looked after Moishi, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Moishi. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew.
But Moshe was a gentle soul, never one for fighting. He loved to sit and learn in shul. He had a golden heart. But then one early morning, when he came into the shtiebel, he found three schutzen there inside. They were tearing the place apart. Moshe's hands were trembling as he watched them from the shadows, tearing up the svarim and writing on the wall. Then he heard 6 million voices crying in the darkness. He recognized his daddy's voice high above them all. And it said,
promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew.
Moshe walked into the shul and they all started laughing. Then one took a Torah and threw it halfway across the floor. When Moshe turned around, they said, hey, the Jewish coward's leaving. But they were sure surprised when Moshe stopped and locked the door. 2,000 years of silence were bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Moshe left the shtiebel, not a shagitz was left standing. He said, this one's for daddy, as he watched the last one fall. Then I heard him say,
I promise you, dad, not to do the things you've done. Won't run away when trouble starts to brew. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. So dad, I know your final words were true. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Shtiebel.
A country yussi with Nebuch of the Shtiebel. It really is a terrific, terrific selection. Gonna play Tsur, but I'll have to come back to that because I don't know exactly where it starts. So let me just move to the next recording. I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago, they came out with an album. Shlomo Gronich came out with a wonderful recording of the Sheba Choir. This is a group of young Ethiopians. I think it's about 15 or 20 years old. It's a lovely recording. I must tell you, I really do enjoy it. Let's hear first of all Adon Olam from the Sheba Choir. Remember, these are young kids that came from Ethiopia, and They make a beautiful sound. The Sheba Choir.
Thank you. small town in Russia all wondered in dismay why their tzaddik Rebbe had to travel far away. But a neshama beckoned from a distant land. Rebbe, he just couldn't understand. Searching one day on the outskirts of a town, an 8-year-old boy in tattered clothes was what he found. Hamiv li lechem lecho ve'era muvacha.
Okay, I'm going to have to come back to that one. Let me just open up the albums here for just 1 second, and let me see what that was. Oh, that's the Jep. That's the Jep one. Okay, coming up with technical problem. This is Jep with Tsur.
Go!
Okay, that's an early CHEP, Jewish Education Program, Tzur Mishalow. Okay, now this is Shlomo Gronich, with the Sheba Choir, as I was mentioning. These are beautiful young Ethiopian children, probably recorded about 15 years ago, I guess. Let's hear first Adon Olam. The Sheba Choir. Apologize for some of these mishaps, if you will. Okay, you'll forgive me on this one. First recording on the album is called Chasida. It says the Stork. It's a fun selection. The Sheba Choir.
Jerusalem, Dana.
That was the Sheba Choir. The Sheba Choir. Interesting group. 15 or 20 years ago. Okay, it's Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour. What is this show, 164 of August 13th? Getting up there. Hey, Saul, pretty soon it'll be 200. Paul, we're going to celebrate 200. Let's see, 200 is 36 weeks. Is that double chai? 18 is 36. Okay, we're double chai away. And we're going to have a celebration, for sure. Okay. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. Okay, the second hour is coming right up with Chazanis. Have a couple of interviews, comments, whatever. And stay tuned. Shalom, everyone.
Ul yom tzayim kippur, yechaseinu.